And now it's time for On Our Minds. And because it's Christmas season, maybe we should ask WWJD, what would Jesus say or do about America's racial divide? So it seems like a good time to revisit an interview from our archives, Steve Paulson's conversation with Pastor Alex G., author of Jesus and the Hip Hop Prophets, spiritual insights from Lauryn Hill and Tupac.
I started thinking about hip hop artists today and people who speak out, who put their necks on the line to speak out against social ills, really put themselves at risk. And I started thinking, and this is not to bash organized churches or religion or Christianity or anything, but in terms of how society viewed Jesus, he was probably more similar to a Tupac than he was a Billy Graham. And I know I'm probably going to get all kinds of hate mail for saying that. Nothing against that organization or administration or that ministry, but I'm thinking in terms of how people really saw him. He was a threat to society. They didn't know where he was coming from. He didn't fit the religious mainstream profile, so they didn't know how to take him. But I like the gutsiness of the hip-hop artists. I love the way they get in your face and they address the real issues. They speak from their heart. They speak from their pain. And those are the kind of people Jesus hung out with. He didn't hang out with, you know, the folks who had it together, who were without spots or blemish. I mean, he hung out with the tax collectors. He hung out with the prostitutes. He hung out with the people that everyone else hated. Those were his buddies. He kicked it with them. And so it made me really start to think about hip hop and its message. I really became intrigued, and actually I became a fan of it, and I had no intentions of that.
But I would think that when you first started talking about somehow incorporating hip hop into your services, and I was just at your church last weekend, mm-hmm. and before the second service, there were these three young guys who got up and started rapping. And, you know, they were rapping and, you know, invoking Jesus in the process.
Right.
I would think that you must have gotten some flack from people in your congregation when you started to talk about this.
You know, it's one of those things. It was so strange that they thought either he's lost his marbles or maybe God's inspiring him to do that. But it was so far away from our normal mode of worship that I think people said, we have to give this a shot because, you know, Alex is going way out there. So there must be an inner voice telling him to try this.
Give me a couple of examples of hip-hop artists who you would refer to, who you think really have something important to say in a spiritual sense.
For example, in Tupac's song, Brenda's Got a Baby, I didn't know what to expect when I listened to this song. And I didn't grow up on hip-hop at all, so I had to do a lot of research. He starts off by saying, Brenda's got a baby. And I think, okay, he's going to talk about teenage pregnancy. Well, he tells a whole story about how her family was too busy reliving their childhood, left her in the care of her cousin who ended up molesting her, and she ended up having a baby. And he tells a story so that your view of Brenda at the end of the song is much different than what you thought at the beginning. And I think he conveyed a message that Christ always conveyed in Scripture. You never know what someone's been through, so you just can't take a look at the woman caught in the act or a leper or a tax collector and just say, just as we figured. There's a story that brings dignity and humanity and worth to that person and to their story and to their struggle, and your paradigm is shifted towards Brenda. I think that that's the whole story of Scripture. Never take anyone at face value. Know that there's a story behind each person. It keeps you from being judgmental because you don't know what someone's felt. I think that has a strong spiritual message that you just can't look at someone and just say, babies having babies. You don't know the story.
Brenda's barely got a brain, a damn shame. The girl can hardly spell her name.
That's not our problem, that's up to Brenda's family.
Well, let me show you how it affects our whole community. Now, Brenda really.
What about Tupac's personal history? I mean, he was in prison for sexual assault. He was a drug dealer. He was killed in gang-related violence. He was murdered. What do you make of all that?
He sounds like he would have made a good disciple. I mean, Jesus, he ran with a pretty shady crew. Judas the Zealot was a nationalist. I mean, he'd be on the same level as a Black Panther, you know, under the scrutiny of the government and the FBI. But this is who he ran with. And I think too often we look for people who seem to fit the part rather than looking into their hearts. I think he saw something in their hearts. I wish I had started listening to his music years ago. I wish there had been a mentor in his life. Because he had a positive influence. I know there were some crazy things that he did, so I'm certainly not ignorant to those things. But I think if with his broken background, he was able to do the good that he did, could you imagine what he would have done had someone been in his corner? But if we continue to look at people with disdain because they've got tattoos or piercings and we think, well, God can't use them or they can't rally voters or they can't bring about social change, it might be that we're guilty of overlooking some of our potentially most prolific speakers and thinkers that are in our society today.
We gotta make a change. It's time for us as a people to start making some changes. Let's change the way we eat. Let's change the way we live. And let's change the way we treat each other. You see, the old way wasn't working, so it's on us to do what we gotta do to survive. And still I see no changes. Can a brother get a little peace? It's war on the streets and a war in the Middle East. Instead of war on poverty, they got a war on drugs so the police can bother me. Coming back after all these years. Rat-a-tat-tat-tat-tat. That's the way it is.
That's just the way it is.
I'm curious about what a prophet means to you. I mean, I guess when I think about biblical prophets, and I think about figures like Jeremiah and Elijah, are you putting Tupac in their company?
Oh, that's the big scary question. You know, when you take a look at the Old Testament prophets like Jeremiah or Ezekiel, they didn't appoint themselves as prophets. They were very reluctant. A prophet is one that speaks forth. It's not really foretelling. It's one that speaks boldly and speaks forth. It technically means an appropriate word for an appropriate season. And I think that the word that many of these artists are conveying is very appropriate for the season. So that's our thinking and our approach to them as cultural and social prophets. They're conveying messages that really is not being conveyed anyplace else, at least in circles that I travel. And again, I'm not here to bash church. I'm part of the church, so I'm not here as a critic of it. But you'd be hard-pressed to sit in a congregation and hear a pastor say, racism is sin, that there really is a glass ceiling, an old boys network, that some of the issues surrounding unemployment and underemployment and the things that are hitting the inner cities really goes deeper than people of color not wanting to work. You're hard-pressed to find religious leaders challenging the status quo and the American dream. These hip-hop artists don't think twice about it. And you cannot convince me that God is excited about this. But I feel if he can't get us to preach about it, he's got a ram in the bush. He's got a rapper who will get out and will bring it.
Illuminati, all through your body. The blow's like a 12-gauge shot. Feel me? And God said he should send his one begotten son to lead the wild into the ways. Follow me, eat my flesh, flesh of my flesh, come with me. Hail Mary, run quick, see, what do we have here now?
Alex G. is the pastor of Fountain of Life Church in Madison, Wisconsin, and the co-author with John Teeter of Jesus and the Hip-Hop Prophets, Spiritual Insights from Lauryn Hill and Tupac. Steve Paulson talked with him.
Don't you know I love you?